Australia's electricity networks will need up to $1 trillion of investment by 2050, regardless of whether consumers are providing their own energy or buying it from the grid. That's the view from the Energy Networks Association and the CSIRO in an interim report aimed at helping the industry transform over the next decade. They say the cost of solar energy and storage are falling faster than expected, but their increased use must be accompanied by changes to regulation and pricing to protect vulnerable consumers who can't access new technologies. From Canberra, Naomi Woodley reports.
The electricity industry is trying to see the future, and in a market that's rapidly changing, the CEO of the Energy Networks Association, John Bradley, is sure of one thing.
We're expecting to see a lot more of the decision-making being done by customers and customers deciding what technology they install.
The association's teamed up with the CSIRO to develop a 10-year roadmap for the industry as it deals with the rise and rise of solar panels.
Provided we've got the pricing right and it's fair and efficient, then those people that are installing solar, they're not only taking up a new service that helps them take control of their energy use, they're also participating in the grid and helping to take pressure off the network.
The CSIRO has mapped out four different scenarios. One where consumers set and forget their energy needs, the rise of the actively involved consumer or prosumer, another where people leave the grid altogether, and lastly a market of 100% renewables. The CSIRO's chief economist for energy is Paul Graham.
By 2050, if you don't have solar, you're going to be paying a bill somewhere around $2,000 a year for the average consumer. But if you have solar, you'll be paying a bill that's about $1,000 less.
More consumers are expected to install battery storage, and the current cost of storage and solar panels is 20% lower than the CSIRO forecast it would be just 2 years ago, and it's continuing to fall. Chief economist Paul Graham says that will help to drive down the cost of maintaining traditional networks.
Where we have a lot of solar in the future, we need to add storage to that so we're not so reliant on the grid and the grid can be built more efficiently.
The Energy Network Association's John Bradley says despite the rapid change in the industry, there'll always be a need for a central grid.
The best value they'll get out of their solar is usually by selling excess energy back into the market. For those reasons, you need to have a grid in the middle, which is enabling all of the customer choices in that future energy system.
This report is the midway point of the roadmap program. The final report will be delivered in a year.
Naomi Woodley with that report.